Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with SCDRA's Kelly Carlton. Then we'll speak with one of the new owners of Indiana's Salem Speedway, Melissa Middleton. And we'll have a conversation with the World Series of Stock Car Racing champion, Spencer Davis. But first, let's get to what's hot. We'll start out by congratulating Tyler Reddick on his win at the Daytona 500. Tyler has raced in just about every grassroots racing division all across the country. Neat to see him rise to that one. While he was out there, a lot of racing going on all across the Sunshine State. Volusia, they raced for the Big Gator and the Big Block Modifieds. Matt Williamson took home that one. While the guy that pretty much has Gatorland to himself, Nick Hoffman, took the World of Outlaws late model Big Gator. USAC Dirt Games, Logan Seavey, they raced at Ocala. While in Auburndale, the Legends ran the Winter Nationals. Carson Sherman, Case James, Joel Smith, Preston Risley amongst the winners. Oskaloosa, Iowa's Terry McCarl winning in a wing sprint car at North Florida Speedway. Marion County, Pennsylvania's Alex Rupert won the Outlaw non-wing micros. And at Hendry County, South Carolina's Rod Tucker won factory stock, while street stock went to Mississippi's Spencer Hughes. And in Georgia, the Crown Vicks were on the track at Swainsboro, Drew Grimsley getting the checkers. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline from the Sport Compact Racing Association, SCDRA, Kelly Carlton. And Kelly, I'm reading, I'm looking, I'm seeing a new February tradition for the Sport Compact Racing Association. I figured you're the guy on the list that will kind of give us an insight to what that is. What's up?
Yes, sir. It's a new program that we're very excited about, going to a brand new racetrack for us at Penton Raceway in Lafayette, Alabama there. You know, we've kind of had an explosion in that region anyway. We've had, we do our national weekly program, and I guess we probably have about 8 racetracks over in that, that Gulf Coast, Mid-South region now. So we have a lot of racers that'll be coming, from the West.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of racers coming from the North and our Mid-Ohio Valley, because this is a points event for all three of our regions, which is, my region in the South, the Ohio Valley region, and then the Northeast region over, Pennsylvania, New York.
Man, all three of what Kelly's talking about, those groups bringing those sport compacts to the dirt track at Penton Raceway in Lafayette, Alabama. And if you're listening on WWIC up in Scottsboro, Alabama, it's just the other side of the Talladega Forest and such, down closer to Montgomery. But take the drive down. You'll be impressed, as will anybody there or watching on Flow Racing next weekend, the 26th through the 28th. Thursday's a practice day, but that's Friday and Saturday going to be off the chains with the SCDRA Compact World Championship. And Kelly, you're putting some money up for these guys to race for. What about the person that you're paying all the way back pretty good? What's up?
Yes, sir. We're going to start 30 cars that weekend. It's $15,000 to win, $300 to start the main event. And it's about $36,000 total purse pumped in there. So it's a really strong purse for some really great racers. And I know we're going to have all the big guns there. We have quite a talented field of these guys that are out there now.
Wow. They SCDRA, as Kelly said, they've got an explosion in the Southeast, but the Ohio Valley, the Northeast, there are racers that are putting these cars together. They all want this title. Compact Racing's World Championship, the SCDRA, the 27th and 28th next weekend, February. Flow Racing TV, if you can't make it to Lafayette, Alabama and Penton Raceway. But wow, it's going to be a barn burner there. And on the ProFabrication.com hotline is Kelly Carlton from the SCDRA. But speaking of ProFabrication.com hotline, it's brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets, available at profabrication.com. And with all these drivers coming in from around, I saw something about a long haul award. Where are you expecting folks to, kind of bring those boxes with those special race cars to Penton Raceway from?
Yeah, man, we'll probably have guys from Pennsylvania and the New York area, Ohio, just all over the map. Some guys from Louisiana are coming over, up from Florida. So it'll be interesting to see who ends up getting that $250 award from Mary's Home Furnishings.
Nice little bonus for somebody getting the highway miles and getting a little bit extra for the long haul award, one of the many awards featured in the SCDRA Compact Racing World Championship next weekend at Penton Raceway, the 27th and 28th. You'll be able to watch it on Flow Racing. But, man, if you can get there to this mid-Alabama place, it is something. I've heard the track is racy. What can you tell us about Penton Raceway for the folks that, might end up going?
It's a beautiful red clay 3/8-mile high bank facility. Jamie Godby has had the racetrack about 2 years now and has done a phenomenal job with improving it and making everything so much nicer there. He's got a digital scoreboard, just a really, really nice facility, lots of room for camping. And I'm really excited about headed to this place. It's a really neat little place, and I think it'll be a really super racy joint.
SCDRA Compact World Championship, the 27th and 28th of February, Flow Racing, Penton Raceway, Lafayette, Alabama. And on the profabrication.com hotline from SCDRA is Kelly Carlton. You've got other divisions running, I think some 602s and others. Just a quick list of who might show, as far as divisions.
They're splitting nights between Friday and Saturday with 602s and 604s, street stocks, and their bomber class as well. I believe they're also running their mini stock class one night, which is the four-cylinder Mustang. So he's got it split up really, really well where we won't be there late each night and everybody gets to race for the weekend.
Kelly Carlton, where can we find more on the internet?
Absolutely. You can go to our website, which is scdra.net, or you can head over to our social media posts. We're on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Kelly Carlton, thanks for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Let's climb in the cockpit.
Drag him up.
Pull those belts tight one more time. Grab the wheel and hold on as we prepare to take the green flag on a new year in the NASCAR universe.
The next chapter of American stock car auto racing is being etched as we speak with new twists and turns.
White flag in the air for Denny Hamlin as he tries to call his shot to the championship round.
With near misses and fender bending crashes.
Fire just seemed like it built way faster and I could hardly see.
All paired with the thrill of victory.
I never in a million years thought that I'd be getting my first Bristol win on a tire fiasco.
And the agony of defeat.
Yeah, obviously really wanted that one. You can only ask for shots.
We will be your daily dose of NASCAR's top stories.
And the latest from the garage.
Yeah, we want to win races and contend for championships.
And giving you our opinions and hot takes on the current state of the sport. Tune in weekdays for more of PRN's Garage Pass.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, one of the new co-owners at Salem, Indiana's historic Salem Speedway, Melissa Middleton. Hey, Melissa, welcome to the show. I think it was right before Thanksgiving, the word came out that you had been a part of the group purchasing the racetrack. What was that like, you and your husband getting ready for Thanksgiving new and deciding, well, are we going to have apple pie or pecan pie? And then all of a sudden one of you says, hey, let's just buy a historic racetrack. How did all this come together?
Oh, wow. That was a eventful weekend, just so you know. So we have a hangar over here at the Salem Speedway Motor Park. It's right next to the track. And it was kind of a joke. Everybody was joking around. And I guess somebody says to Brent Harmon, he's my fiance of 17 years, and said, hey, Brent, the Speedway's coming for sale. Why don't you buy it? He's like, oh, yeah, right. He said, no, really, it's coming for sale. He said, no kidding. So, and I wasn't around. And then it kind of went to the waysides. It was in October. And then one day he said, hey, I need for you to ride over here with me. And I need for you to have an open mind. And I was like, oh, no, what? We live in Florida. And we'd only come in town to see our friends. And he says, I mean, what are your thoughts of, moving? And I said, moving where? Because, you know, again, we're talking, I'm used to the Florida weather now since 2019. He said, you know, let's, what would you thought about living here in Salem? I said, well, I like Salem. Actually, I really love Salem. The people here are very, you know, inviting, and, you know, you still got a few people you got to get to know, but yeah, you know, I, what are you doing? And he said, well, the Salem Speedway might be coming up for sale. And, I made the guy an offer.
Oh.
And I said, you did what? He said, yeah. He said, I made the guy an offer. And but now hear me out now. And I was like, no. Brent, it gets cold here. Like, I can't do the cold anymore. He says, Melissa, come on. He said, you can do it. I was like, Brent, like, I've had so many surgeries and, you know, I was in a pretty good accident. And I said, the cold just really bothers me. You know, and he said, I know, but, you know, you can just stay in the home and, you know, it'd be fun. And I said, fun. Owning a racetrack is going to be fun. He said, sure, let's do it. I said, have you bought this and you didn't tell me? He says, no, I put an offer in, and I told the guy, this is my offer and this is what it's going to be. And there won't be any negotiations. You'll take the price or you won't. And lo and behold, the guy laughed at him, and he turned around and called us 3 weeks later and said, how serious were you on this? Because I thought that guy ain't going to take that offer. And 3 weeks later, he called and said, how serious was that offer? And Brent said, well, that was my offer. And he said, will you come up? Brent said, no, I told you it's my offer.
Well, Melissa, all of us in racing appreciate that this all happened. And I'm sorry it was maybe a little shocking, but the things that both you and Brent have done, Melissa Middleton is on the profabrication.com hotline, the new part of the new ownership, the co-owner with Brent, Salem Speedway in Indiana, historic 1947, this place was started. And to look on their social media and to see all the great things that have been happening just in these last couple of winter months when Melissa was supposed to be inside keeping her toes warm and everything else warm. I don't know that you've ever stopped. Who is doing all of this? How is this so fast? Some tracks, it takes forever to get them painted. You all have done everything but change the address, it looks like.
Brent, that's him. He has no quit in him. When he gets something in his mind, he's full steam ahead. He's actually had almost two shifts of workers working here before the winter months, before the snow came in. And he just has been nonstop. I've been nonstop on setting up vendors.
Who's doing your social media now on Salem Speedway? It's great on X and on Facebook and everywhere else on social media. They're doing a fantastic job.
So believe it or not, Brent is doing a lot of it. But we also have another gentleman by the name of Brent Kiefer. And Brent Kiefer has been doing it. He kind of brings the sarcasm to the Salem Speedway, which everybody loves. You either love it or you don't. And most people do love it.
And you've got, you know, speaking of personalities, you've got one of, the area's top announcers, Wild Will, am I correct?
Yes, he is amazing. I mean, him and I hit it off amazing from Jump Street, and we asked him for a lot of input because apparently the speaker system here was not the best. And of course, you know, when you ask somebody, what do you need to change on the track? Trust me, you're going to get a lot of input, and a lot of it was the speaker system. So we let Will come in and say, what do you want? What do you think you need? What do we need so people can hear us?
I've got
one. And we did it.
I've got one question for you in a moment. Melissa Middleton, co-owner of Salem Speedway in Salem, Indiana. The place is fantastic. You've got to check out their social media and actually plan yourself a trip over there. Melissa is on the profabrication.com hotline. Profab hotline brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. Engineered for maximum seal and durability, Gasco Gaskets available at profabrication.com. So all this going on, you know, we're talking about racing. I'm already getting hungry for track food. What kind of food are you going to have there that's going to make our eyes just like, oh, we got to have some of that? What's in the refreshment stand coming up at Salem Speedway?
Well, apparently the concession stand, as far as the food menu, was never broken. The amount of time it took you to get the food was what was broken, and that just meant they didn't have the proper equipment in here to do the job. So we are adding a few more fryers because it looks like we have quite a few fry foods. But the number one food seller here is the tenderloin. Apparently it's huge here. The people love it, and we're not getting rid of it. And apparently the hot dogs are very special as well. And believe it or not, there's a pretzel that is specific to only two different locations, I was told. One being the Louisville Redbirds that plays down in Louisville, the baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently the company, one of the other workers here, worked here, her name was Christy Luckett. She's with Glenn Luckett, Glenn's wife. She had some connections in the food service, and she said, I want those pretzels. And I guess when she was here back in 23 and 24, she made it happen. So we actually have a exclusive pretzel that's exclusive to the Salem Speedway and to the
Salem Speedway. Salem Speedway, tenderloin, great hot dogs, special pretzels, all kinds of new upgrades. Fantastic work by Melissa Middleton and her co-owner, fiance of 17 years, Brent, who gets everything done fast, but those 17 years, I guess.
Yeah.
Where can folks look on the internet to keep up with you? Social media wise, look at your calendars and things like that. Where on the internet can we find you?
Okay, so we do have a really good Facebook page, as you mentioned. We do have this internet page, the web page. It's actually being revamped right now. I look for it to be out, I think, next week. It's all new. It's probably going to have a few glitches in it, but we'll work through it. That's going to have most of our information on there. And then we're also going to be partner up with My Race Pass.
Melissa Middleton, working her heart out. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
This isn't just race day. It's one big Texas-sized weekend. Big time action on the track. Big sounds from the stage. Big flavors that only Austin can deliver. And big memories with your crew. At Circuit of the Americas, NASCAR goes all out all weekend. Don't just watch the action. Get right in the middle of it. NASCAR at COTA, February 27th through March 1st. Get tickets at NASCARatCOTA.com.
Hi, this is PRN's Andrew Curlin. Weekends are the time to get stuff done. And when you're on the go, make sure you take advantage of the PRN mobile app. You can catch myself from the pits or the turns covering the action alongside our incredibly talented PRN crew. So you can listen to us from anywhere, at home, on the road, or even at the racetrack. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play.
There's more At The Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When NASCAR hits Dover Motor Speedway, get ready for all-star intensity at the Monster Mile, May 15th through 17th. See the sport's biggest names battle it out. It's more than a race, concerts, autograph sessions, tailgates, and nonstop action all weekend long. Experience NASCAR the way it's meant to be, live and in person at Dover. Get your tickets now at DoverMotorSpeedway.com. That's DoverMotorSpeedway.com.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Fans, Coca-Cola 600 weekend is Memorial Day weekend. Go to charlottemotorspeedway.com and get your tickets now. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh off of the World Series of Stock Car Racing Super Late Model Championship, the champion himself from Dawsonville, Georgia, Spencer Davison. Hey, Spencer, congratulations. Welcome back to the show. And a lot of us watched the Daytona 500 buildup, especially, you know, them interviewing Cup drivers and talking about the significance of being introduced as a Daytona 500 winner. But for super late model racing, I kind of feel the same way about the World Series of Stock Car Racing title. How does winning this championship feel to you?
You know, it's kind of like the Ironman championship, right? You're there for 9 to 10 days, you know, sometimes more, just depending on your travel routine. But, you know, to be able to go out there every night, you know, race one car, come out of there with just a few donut marks and a couple wins is always huge. And, you know, just like in 2014 when we won the pro late model title, you know, to me, it's a huge feat. You know, you take your guys down there and it's just a little bit of repetitive motion, don't get me wrong, but, you know, there's always something you got to overcome. And, you know, that shows the core value, I feel like, of your program and yourself as a driver to be able to get it done every night.
You were getting it done, and I saw that repetitive motion, especially you climbing up on top of the car, waving the checkered flag. Spencer Davis, World Series of Stock Car Racing Super Late Model Champion, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, New Smyrna Speedway, all those days that he was talking about down there, and it paid off with the big Super Late Model title. And I know, you know, some of the team, some of this convolution of people and all was part of the Ben Kennedy Racing. Explain what this new team's name is, and is it more of the same or some tweaks here? Who are you driving with now?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're with the former Ben Kennedy Racing team now, Nexus Racing. We went through a rebrand a little bit over 6 months ago now, and you know, it's just a try to redo everything that they've been doing. You know, we're bringing in some new drivers, as you saw with Gabriel Casagrande, with Surf USA Mobile on that pro car machine this week, and just trying to revamp everything. You know, it's a fresh light. They're in North Carolina now. We're overseeing that program. We made some personnel changes, and obviously they added myself as a driver. So, you know, I was lucky enough to be able to bring my core group of guys with me to help craft this program into what it is now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we had an alliance with GMS Race Cars, which has been phenomenal. You know, I've been with Tony Eury Jr. for a couple of years now, and we've had a lot of success. And I knew that was going to travel when he started this deal with Mike Beam and Maury Gallagher. So we jumped on the deal, and we've been R&Ding, you know, GMS 001 there at the end of last year in these big super late model races. And, you know, we got their first two wins as an organization for that chassis shop. And I think everyone couldn't be more ecstatic.
Well, and from what I could tell, the guy the most static was the one climbing up on top of that race car in those victory lanes. He is now the World Series of Stock Car Racing Super Late Model Champion. Spencer Davis, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication.com hotline brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets available at ProFabrication.com. Spencer, I understand that ProFabrication headers and exhaust were a part of your race team's recipe for success. What's it like when those things get to roaring underneath you and you're heading around the racetrack?
Yes, sir. No, there's nothing better than bolting them up to our upstairs performance Ford and hearing those things rumble every time you fire that engine up and throw out the big old flames. But they've been with us a long time, and it's awesome to have ProFab on the car, continue to have our winning ways together.
And winning he did. The World Series of Stock Car Racing Super Late Model Champion, Spencer Davis, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. You brought this group together. You got GMS involved, a nice, you know, confluence of folks. What did you as a driver then do to up even your game? Is it more sim training, more physical training, more looking back at videos? What does Spencer Davis do when he realizes, I got all these great guys around me? How do you jump up an extra step to even do more?
Yeah, you know, it's all about the people first off, right? It takes every single person. You know, even you got to hold yourself accountable. So I got to make sure I'm on my game every week. And, you know, I'm more old school. I don't really watch film. I don't do sim training. That's not really who I am anymore. It's because, you know, I got a business I got to run during the week. But, you know, you just got to make sure you eat right, get plenty of fluids in you. And a lot of these tracks, you know, I've been going to since I was 11, 12 years old. So it's just making sure you have your I's dotted and your T's crossed when you get there. And, you know, we roll out every week and, you know, we're right there in the top five, if not top of the board every time we roll out. So, you know, just being able to have that years of short track experience, I think really helps pays off. And,
you know, Phil Combs, the announcer for so many great karting races, always chats you up when we're together and such. How about the karting world when you were there? Did you take anything up here to super late model racing that, you know, you've kind of developed along the way?
Yes, sir. Yeah. You know, you got to hit your mark every time go-kart racing. I mean, moving your line 1 inch made a difference between winning a race and finishing fifth. So being able to have that and this visual surroundings, you know, go-kart racing, there's no spotters or anything. When you're out there, you're all on your own. So just being able to learn, you know, your gear ratios, learning your ride RPMs, really feeling the car, being one with it, and learning the track too, right? You know, a lot of these guys that come from only asphalt racing, you know, they don't really know how to move around the track. And I feel like being able to read a dirt track when you were dirt go-kart racing, you know, it has carried over. Like, you could see multiple nights there during speed weeks. I would run throughout the race 3 or 4 different lines just trying to make the car work. But a lot of these asphalt guys, they just get stuck into a one groove deal the whole race. And, you know, I would consider myself an asphalt guy more than a dirt guy, because the only experience I have is on go-karts. But there's a lot of stuff I learned from the very early days of racing that still carry over.
And still carry over to this huge victory. World Series of Stock Car Racing Super Late Model Champion Spencer Davis, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Where can folks find you on the internet so they can follow you as the season goes on?
Yes, sir. X, Instagram is SpencerDavis_29. And then we're just Spencer Davis Certified Facebook page there. I think we got almost 50,000 followers. So,
man,
you can keep up with all my updates there, as well as, you know, Nexus Racing has all their handles. I'm pretty sure it's just Nexus Racing.
Spencer Davis, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lube. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at ZMAX.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network. Here's Paul Doschel of Toyota.
Radio fills a much-needed void in our marketing program. Being able to have our commercial spots and the relationship that we have with PRN, where they talk about our vehicles as Camrys and Supras.
The Toyota GR Supra makes that hard left turn onto pit road.
As pace car at the night touch. So for us, it's really the coming together of a 360-degree approach.
NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com to find your next pizza. A lot of racing done in Florida, a lot still going on this weekend, but now it all starts to rise northward as the warmer temperatures try to stretch up towards the north. More racing going on. Follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media. Powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.